Podtacular Episode 5, August 21st, 2005.
Oops, wrong CD.
Welcome to episode 5 of Podtacular.
Yeah.
We're on a potting spree.
Potting spree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And you are listening to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Where we bring you all kinds of tips and map
junk.
Of the week, custom games, resources, all kinds of things to help you level up and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so,
how did we get to have, we made it to 5 episodes, man.
It's amazing.
Cinco.
And we're still going. We're not going anywhere.
That's cinco, or in French, that's cinq, or I don't know how you do it. That's French for 5. let's
wow.
Go to the announcements.
Congratulations. Yes, let's just do that.
Announcement.
Starting off, we are, first of all, we want to announce that we're going to pretty much stop talking about how popular we are, because you guys get the idea.
Yeah, you get the idea of how we're number 12 in podcast only. But that's it. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's just, you know, it was such a meteoric rise and everything that we were, like, all just amazed at how awesome it was doing. But we're going to shut up about that now, because it's getting old even to us.
It is. It's true.
So, let's see. What's first here?
Probably about the fact that we have a thing on Bungie now. We have a Bungie group.
Oh,
we have a Bungie group. And there you get that.
Yeah. I hear that's going really well.
Yeah, the Bungie group has 62 members? I don't know.
Cool.
You can get a link to it, because it's like a really impossible to say file name or URL, I mean.
Yeah. It's on our front page on podtacular.com on the right side.
Yep.
Should be able to just click to it right there. So
check
it out. You can.
I gotta tell you something too. I went to Best Buy the other day because I'm using a new mic now. Cause you might hear the difference, might not. I don't know. Depends on how good your hearing is. Mine's pretty bad. But
yeah, we're continuing to work on that sound quality, guys.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Real high quality show here. So.
Yeah. But you get high quality tips. That's all that counts.
This is true.
Anyways, I was at Best Buy and I'm like a kidney candy store there, obviously. So I went to go get this mic, and I walked by the laptops, and I'm like, I have an idea. So before I left, every single laptop in there had Internet Explorer open, and it's on podtacular.com.
Oh, sweet.
I think I told you
sweet.
That earlier, though. But
next thing you know, someone's playing the excerpt from the 5-year-old that's screaming at the top of his lungs.
Over the loudspeakers, and they're like, we need customer service to allow 5. And I'm like,
security dial 5, please. Security dial 5.
Oh, man.
Like, no, I was framed. It wasn't me.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I think we had some emails, too, with a mailbag.
Oh, yes. Our
mailbag
is.
I can't forget the mailbag.
As full as ever.
Full. Est.
Which is fine. Keep sending us mail, guys. We appreciate it.
I like it full. It's fun.
Yeah. So, what do we got in the mailbag here?
Got some stuff from Faux Avalanche. Yeah.
Now, who is Faux Avalanche? Faux Avalanche has some history with us, right?
Remember those SMGs you talked about a while ago? A while back? Yeah, he bought them.
The ones we were like, I can't believe someone's actually going to buy these.
Yeah, those $300 ones? Yeah, he bought them.
$300? Nice. Now, what else did he buy?
No, he paid $321.88.
Wow. Breaking the bank for some fake SMGs.
And they don't shoot.
Okay.
But he does have a battle rifle that does shoot.
Really?
Yeah, it shoots blanks.
Wait. You mean a battle rifle like the actual battle rifle type? Like the one from Halo 2 battle rifle?
Uh-huh.
What?
We have a voicemail from him, and we'll play that later. So I don't want to steal some of his thunder by telling you everything right now. But
wow.
Yep.
So he has like a real replica battle rifle from Halo 2 that shoots bullets.
Shoots blanks. And they won't like kill people. It's not like he's going to go on a killing spree in Maryland or anything. I don't even know where he's from. If he's from Maryland, then I'm a good guesser.
Well, you got about a 1 in, what, 3,000 chance there?
I was playing 50 states. Unless he's international.
Well, cities, I mean. I don't know. I guess Maryland is not a city in all stuff.
Maryland's a state, man. Like
still
saying
learning
new,
my geography,
is like
as you can tell.
Is it? Is New Mombasa a country? I can feel stupid.
I don't
it
know.
Is.
I've never been there.
Oh, hey, hold on. We got a an email from a guy who said, well, he told us what Swahili is. Hold on a second. See, who's it from? Oh, it's actually .com, who is actually one of our staff guys now. He is staff with the Potacular 3 clan.
Yep, and that's Gesar. Is this Gesar, game attack?
Yeah. Anyways, he writes, great job, but guys, Swahili isn't a quick-clicking language. It's actually, in fact, the trade language between the Maasai and other tribes, used in Tanzania and Kenya, among places. And he was in Kenya a few weeks ago. And then he Sawa. I don't know what that means.
Well, if we mention Swahili related to the clicking language, we apologize.
We apologize.
We are both ignorant Americans.
To all you Swahili-speaking bilingual listeners, I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I got you there. I got you.
That's just what we're not supposed to do, man. Oh, we're going to get some emails.
Oh, man.
Oh, that didn't mean that, guys.
Didn't mean that. That was a joke.
Well, let me change the subject before we get
Hold on. I don't want to change it yet. On the subject of jokes, episode 4.5, huge joke.
That was huge as in hugely funny or huge as in it's a joke
actually,
in the
it was,
sense of the word?
Actually, anti-huge. It was like the smallest file size I've ever seen as an MP3. Well, hold on. Here's a clip from the high-quality version, I don't think anyone ever got a hold of that one.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is a very special episode. This is for dial-up users because we know we've had some really large shows. And it's just me today, just me, Spellcheck, and I just want to give you a quick tip. Press X to enter a Warthog. Thanks, we'll see you next week!
I like that. That was fun. I had fun making that. I totally told you about that, like, 2 minutes after I put it up. I'm like, I'm making it. Okay, bye. That was fun.
Well, whatever. Some people were like, oh, that's cool. And some people were like, that's pretty dang funny.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not trying to make anyone in particular mad. It's just someone said, like, in a comment about how they can't really download our show because they have a dial-up. But apparently there's people who have dial-up that love our show.
Yeah, some people can really, they can do it. In fact, if you check the comments on that post on our on podtacular.com, then you can find a couple different utilities people to use to download our show while they do have dial-up. So check it out.
Yeah, I think, what was the name of that program? I can't remember.
I forget. Well, you can find it right
on
there.
Yeah, you can
find
the show. Oh, it's Get Right. That's it. It's Get Right. GetRight.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's cool. The guy.
Well, as you guys know, we have a Podtacular clan, and recently that has expanded. We've had a huge response to our Podtacular clan, and we appreciate it. Appreciate all our members. We are now at 3 Podtacular clans. We have Podtacular, Podtacular 2, and Podtacular 3. So we're excited about that expansion, and we do have room for more people. If you guys need a good clan, if you want to join a clan related to the show, then feel free to send a request for a clan invite over to our email address, and you send that over to podtacularclan@gmail.com.
You'll get sent to the right person, so don't worry about if it going to the right overlord or right staff member.
Right, we'll forward it to the right thing, so you definitely get an official Podtacular clan. So it'd be awesome to have you guys.
Yeah.
You just have to be level 15 or above.
Mm-hmm.
So, right on.
We're not being like selective. We're just trying to.
We just have to have some kind of standards. It's mostly because some people are really serious about their play and they really don't want to get, I don't know, honestly paired up with lower level people. I won't go into who does, who doesn't. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But in any case, that's some people do. So we got to be cognizant of what they. What they want to do.
Yeah, and right. Me and Fuma Jive are overlords of separate clans. He's part of Podtacular, and I'm part of Podtacular 2.
Right, and so Podtacular rules, by the way.
What? What? Last time I checked, I was a 14 in minor clan match.
We're just getting into our element, that's all. We just need a little time.
But
we're gonna be on top of you guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. We're better than
you. I'm telling you, man. You guys are going downtown.
No, what the crap, man? We're so much better than you. We only lost three minor clan matches.
So what you think? Our clan's hiding in the corner, just waiting for you guys to come around and beat you in the back of the head.
Which you guys do have us beat in major clan matches. We haven't played a single one yet.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. That jury's still out on that one. That conversation will continue, and we'll have some serious rivalry going on. So whichever clan you guys join, you can root for that one.
But
I want to mention.
Yeah, there is a third clan though. That is run by Can't Touch the 73. We're gonna start routing people over there now too. It's not like we're gonna fill up one, then fill up two, then we go fill up three. Two and three are gonna increase like side by side.
Right. So join in. I also want to mention all of our staff members. We have a staff on all three of our clans, and these guys all do work to make this show happen. This show's a team effort, mm-hmm. So I want to go ahead and mention all their gamer tags right now. And if you guys, if you want a good friend and they got room, send them a friends request, and get them on your list. These guys are all pretty good players. So, okay, starting with Podtacular One, I'm the Overlord Fumo Jive. The staff is Old Mogo, who is our altogether clan representative. He kind of covers all our clans. I won't go into everybody's roles, but next one is Fool You Ain't Black, and that's FOOLUAINT Black. Mason C2K, and those are the staff on Podtacular 1. Podtacular 2,
I
we have
my clan. I'm going to do Podtacular 2, okay. Podtacular 2, I'm the Overlord. I'm the dictator of this clan.
Bow down to me.
I'm just kidding. I'm nice.
Don't bow down to him, please.
Yeah, please don't. Get up off the floor. Go make me a sandwich. My staff is FOH Avalanche, who is his job is he's in charge of the whole bungee right now. As soon as we get the forums up, though, he will be our super moderator, who's just pretty much like keeping an eye out when we're not up. And but he is in charge of the stuff over at Bungie right now for us. And my recent addition is Rugby Rocks 101. He's cool.
Cool. And we'll have all these gamer tags in the show notes as well. On Podtacular 3, we have the Overlord is Can't Touch This 73. Pretty cool guy. Handles our he's our email correspondent guy. Does a great job. Mm-hmm. Also, Gesar, G-E-S-A-R, also known as .com, is on that staff as well. So welcome you guys. Send a friend request to these dudes.
And thanks for all your hard work, guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Really make this show happen. Okay, well, that's kind of all the news I got. Oh, I got one more thing, is that Old Mogo is looking for people who want to record official Podtacular Machinima, which is the movies that are done over Xbox Live.
I want
and
to.
And if you guys
you will join in, dude. This.
Well, now you know, man.
Oh, I know now. All right.
Now you know. Get on this. Tell you what, he's looking for people, and if you're interested, email him at oldmogo@gmail.com, and get on that, man. We will make you famous,
maybe. Very famous. Not Rivers of Blue famous, but close.
Getting there. But, join in. That guy's, he's really good. He's got a nice capture card and all this stuff, and he's ready to make some films, so get on that.
That word's just overused now, capture card.
Capture card.
Capture card. I got a VCR. No.
Right. Well, ready for some web resources?
Web resources. Wait, hold on. Before we get to web resources, I didn't get any requests for Sarge today.
Dude.
What's up with that?
No more Sarge fans.
No.
Sarge is still here. Sarge is taking a week off.
Taking a week off? Where you been, Sarge?
Georgia.
That's where you live, right?
No. yes. I don't know.
So, not this week either. No, but hey, if you got a request, I'll work on it.
Yep.
I'll try.
Send them to sarge.com. No, just kidding.
Send them to sarge.com. Send them to podtacularspellcheck@gmail.com. Show notes. Which, actually, last week I apologized for being lazy and not finishing them until about Thursday.
But now we got dedicated staff on the show notes, guys, so those will get done.
We got someone who'll do it for me, because I'm slow.
Yeah, so those will get done in short order, so.
Hopefully.
So, some web resources.
Web resources.
One thing I got is a website that someone mentioned is freaktor.tripod.com. And this is dedicated to videos of people playing against cheaters. And it shows kind of how desperate some people are to win. And if they can't cheat, then you know pretty much they got nothing. So it kind of shows that going on. And let me spell it out for you guys real quick. You can also get in the show notes. freaktor.tripod.com. So check it out.
Let's see. Hold on. I had one, but I lost it. So
nice. That's Spell Check's web resources for the week.
It was rampancy. We might have mentioned it in the past, but I don't know.
Rampancy.net?
Yeah. We actually on their front page the other day. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're pretty cool. They got lots of information on there. A lot of news, things like that.
Lots
so.
Of news.
Like people can actually set up their own blog on that and kind of be their own news correspondent for Rampancy, which is pretty neat.
It's very cool. I have an account on there. It's Spellcheck, and Fumo Jive is one. It's Fumo Jive, and you can subscribe to our feeds as far as news about Halo 2. And that's really cool.
If you want them. I'm not really going to post on there on a regular basis necessarily, but who knows.
If people want me to, I will.
So. Yeah, but you know, we don't want to spread ourselves too thin. We got this podtacular.com for news. So anyway, one site I do want to plug as well. This is a little bit off topic, but I have this podcast that I really enjoy, and it's called The Remixatorium. If you guys are total geeks like I am and enjoy video game music, in particular video game remix music like Overclocked Remix and some of these, then there is this really awesome podcast that plays a whole variety of video game remixes specifically. And let me give you the website. It's vgremix.libsyn.com. Libsyn is spelled L-I-B-S-Y-N. And you can go check it out, subscribe to it. He kind of comes out with shows whenever he feels like it, usually once or twice a week. And it has a lot of awesome stuff on there, man. It's just, you'd be surprised what they can do with 8-bit Nintendo game music.
I love the 8-bit.
It's just unbelievable. Can turn it into death metal and freaking rap and all kinds of bizarre stuff. So.
Did you say freaking rap?
Rap.
Are you against rap?
I am absolutely no. Sometimes I like rap.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm kind of iffy on the rap.
I'm iffy. Yeah. Anyways.
Maybe it's because I can't rap myself.
This is Halo 2, the not anti-rap podcast. Podtacular Halo 2. What am I, crazy?
You know, double negatives?
Is not or nest.
Anyway, yeah, dude, just the other day I was listening to that and I was headbanging to a rendition of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. It was so awesome. Yeah. And a lot of you guys are probably like, you're such a geek, which is true.
Hey, Double Dribble is a good
proud of
too.
It.
I love 8-bit games, man. You gotta love them. It's a heritage.
Definitely. You guys subscribe to that. It's awesome.
The original Metal Gear the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool game.
Totally crap. So hard. I gave up. I'm gonna stick
the original one was pretty tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very hard. Like he didn't have the little codec, you know. It was like the two guys who had like one of those like field phones, you know. It was like as big as a car almost. But this is about Halo 2.
Yes, back to Halo 2.
We like our
Halo 2. Speaking of Halo 2.
Yes.
Since this is the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, moving on to some tips.
I'm sorry, but did you just ask for
help? Help me!
It's time for this week's tips. I love that. I love that
intro.
I like that intro. That's a nice intro. I love that intro.
Definitely.
Love it.
Going into some basic tips, guys. Starting with the first one here, talking about sniping in hallways. I've seen this been used really successfully in Ivory Tower and some other kind of short-range maps, or really anything that has a hallway to snipe down. It also works in Sanctuary, in the bases from one side to the other. Basically, the way it's real simple. The way this works is just get a sniper and get on one end of a hallway, and then have someone guard the entrance that you're closest to and snipe down towards the other end. And even if you're not good at sniping, they're limited between the walls for movement, so they can't really go that far back and forth and get out of your way. You can't strafe past you. So I've seen this been used, you know, to get rack up a lot of kills as long as they have a good person guarding them. You can also use the battle rifle for pretty much the same thing.
I had a tip actually today.
Right on. You have a tip.
All right. This really isn't a tip, but if you press down on the D-pad, you can make your gun, like, it's like, be at ease. I mean, I've known that for a long time. And if you, like, look at the red versus blue, you'll see how they're, like, they'll have their gun, but they're not facing anybody. And when you're holding the gun, you can't even tell. Like, you can push down, it's still the exact same. But to other players, you'll, like, be, like, holding it, like, and aiming it at the ground. As opposed to, like, aiming at them. So, like, it's like, if you're walking around in a base, they're not going to be like, hey, man, whoa, they're at the rockets there, look out for him. You'll put it at ease. So, it'll make you look like you're not going to be a little bit less threatening.
That's weird, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay.
And I got one more. I only had two, because I'm underprepared. Sensitivity makes a big difference. If you're going to snipe, you want to be around one or two. And the reason, like in 10, it's really good for turning around really fast. Mm-hmm. I think my sensitivity is about 6. And I know that most of the people who are really good at sniping, they use the lower ones, and I just can't handle it. Because whenever you're playing a shotgun match, you just can't turn around fast enough. So it's really like, if you're gonna be doing a close quarters map, or you're gonna be using the shotgun a lot, or you're gonna be using two close range weapons, you're probably gonna want to stick to a weapon that you can turn around really fast with. So, don't use high sensitivities if you're gonna be sniping. Don't use low sensitivities if you're gonna be in close range because you can't turn around fast enough.
Right. And one guy mentioned.
Well, that's my little rant thing there.
Cool. Well, one guy mentioned that. The best sensitivity for a battle rifle is 2. Sorry, I don't have your name because I just remembered it. I wasn't going to put it in here, but I keep it just at the default level myself because I tried putting it way up high. Like someone said, if you get really good at putting it at the top, you know, at the top level, then you'll be unstoppable. But I just can't freaking focus
with it that high
because it's flying all over the place, you know. So anytime I zoom in with a battle rifle, I'm just all over, and same with the sniper, and it's just like, forget it. I can't play this way. So I set it back, but you guys do whatever you want. It may help you, it may not. So
yeah,
take
like
it for what it is.
In Halo 1, it was like people going from Halo 1 to Halo 2. The number's a little bit different. Like if you were like a 2 in Halo 1, you might actually want to go opt for not 2 because it's a different, a little bit different. But that's just something I found. It actually can make a world of difference as far as how your gameplay goes, but the higher up it goes, the harder it gets to control sometimes. But if you keep like, and I don't know, I think that maybe you walk faster. I doubt it. It just kind of feels like you do because you can turn faster.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways,
well, I got a whole bunch more here. Let me get move
go
on.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Well, I ponder why I don't have any tips today.
Yeah, really. Meleeing has become a staple in the Halo 2 diet, so to speak. And if it's a mid-range map with close areas like Sanctuary, for instance, what I like to do is I like to stay just outside of meleeing range and unload with two weapons on somebody. And the reason I do that is because even though I like getting in close and meleeing, everybody's looking for the melee. They're trying to get in close enough to do it. And if you stay just outside of that range, that's what they're going to be looking for, and they're going to be counting on that. So you can dual wield and just take them out before they get close enough to melee. So that's worked pretty well for me in a couple different areas, especially more recently since the update came out and melee damage was improved. So another thing is turrets. On maps that do have turrets in matchmaking, turrets can be extremely powerful, especially on Foundation. And as long as they don't have a rocket or sniper trained on you or someone's not behind you, then you can rack up a few kills, sometimes a lot of kills, before they take you out. On Foundation, for instance, if you can just get on the turret and just have some people, you know, guarding your back and make sure you guys got rockets, you can pretty much, that's the game over. Because, you can take them out before they can even get around to your guys that are guarding you. Even if they're right down in the middle, on all sides, on the left and right side, and all the way across, you can take out the other turret. So it's just you become an unstoppable force. So,
well, but you got to realize that it doesn't take much to take one of those turrets out. Like one rocket, and then like anyone even near that turret is just gone. And the turrets, unless you're the connection host, you know, it's like the whole connection host thing. If you are the connection host, which really a lot of people make a really big deal about it. if your connection knows, you can walk by a turret that's been blown up and still be able to use it.
Hmm.
And it'll say press X to enter turret, and it appears again. But once you get off, it's gone.
Weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. Well, I don't get it.
Well, definitely on Foundation, if you're going to use that tip, make sure you got at least one person guarding your back so you don't get walked up on from behind. Because that's the one thing you can't take care of. But if you just strafe back and forth with that, not strafe and fire, but just keep looking back and forth and looking for guys, and then fire as soon as you see them and just keep trained on them, then you can just own that map. Okay, moving on to, we have a tip from SciGuy91. He is talking about shooting someone with the BR battle rifle anywhere on their body, and then in three shots you can put yourself in prime position for an easy kill. And the way this works is there's a strategy with a battle rifle, well, not as much as a strategy as it is a skill, which is the four shot kill. You can shoot four bursts and have someone dead within four bursts. And basically what you got to do on that is you can fire anywhere where there's a lot of mass just to make it easier in the first three shots. And once you've done that, you've knocked out their shields, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the fourth shot, just make sure you hit the headshot on that, and you'll take them out in the four-shot kill. So it's a really good strategy because you don't have to be as accurate in the first three. You just have to hit them. So keep that in mind. Another one is in close quarters. SP2000 says it's a really good idea to jump over the enemy if you're super close to someone. You don't want to get the melee. And it'll also confuse them. It'll make them be a little dazed trying to find you again. If they're like me, your tracking is set at 5 or so, and you're trying to look up over the top, and your tracking's not fast enough. So by the time you finally look back down again, they've already got you with half their clip, and you're almost gone. So that's definitely good. I get jumping over in close range if you're walking towards them. You don't want the melee.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is hiding a good weapon. If you have two weapons that are good for nearly opposite purposes, I really like this one. I hadn't heard of something like this before, but having, like, for instance, a sniper rifle and a shotgun, or a sword and an SMG, or rockets and battle rifle, switch to the weapon that would make either the enemy come closer to you or further from you. And let me explain what I mean by that. If you had a sniper and a shotgun, for instance, mm-hmm. Take out the sniper rifle so the enemy will come towards you, because they want to be able to hit you, to go at you close range, because sniper rifles are long range, right?
Yeah.
And then once they do, quickly switch to the shotgun and then just pound them.
Yeah.
So this works in a similar way with rockets and battle rifle, and the other one I mentioned. So I thought that was a really cool tip because, I hadn't seen that used before, but it's a good making your enemy think one thing, think they have the advantage,
really,
and
good.
Then turning it around on them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a technique called sweeping, and this is used with snipers and battle rifles. And the way this works is it's basically used to get an easy headshot, and you don't necessarily have to aim at their head. What you do is if a guy's running towards you and you have to kill him quick, or anywhere on the map, really, zoom in, and you only have to be about an inch away from the opponent's head, shoot, and then swing your crosshairs across their head. It's called swiping there. And then the auto-targeting will give you an auto-kill. And I'm not sure if this guy was specifically talking about battle rifle or sniper rifle, about the inch thing, but, practice a little bit on the range that you can actually go and still swipe across, because you have to be, you have to be swiping across, like, within, a few milliseconds to be able to get that hit. A lot of people have sent this in different ways, but, this guy was mentioning he really recently got a kill tactical last week in Ascension.
Nice.
Doing that. So, battle rifle or sniper rifle, guys, especially, sniping, I'm sure that's a crucial technique to be able to get some good snipes in.
Mm-hmm.
A few more real quick is this. The Wanderer Lee mentions that in episode 4 we said the pistols melee faster than any other guns, and this is true, but you can melee fast even with a rocket launcher, for instance,
mm-hmm.
if you press B to melee and then press X after you melee to cancel out the animation. You can also do, there's a couple other combos of buttons that are similar to this, but generally you can use pretty much any weapon to do the BXB and be able to cancel the animation and then melee once again right after it, and mm-hmm. get almost two melees in the time that you would normally get one. Old Mogo wanted to remind everyone that he won the second place in the H1H logo design contest, so congratulations to him.
H1H is High Impact Halo, in case you didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Everyone knows
no.
that.
No,
but you.
Except me. I'm the oddball on that one.
Yep.
definitely an oddball.
Oddball.
Another thing you can do that we wanted to mention from Eric H. is that if you got a ghost and you boost and then hold A, you can actually, the front end of the ghost will actually raise up and you can get over barriers in a lot of different buildings, block off all the doors and get into pretty much every building. I thought that was a really cool tip because, you know, sometimes I try to set things up where you kind of ramp up over something by putting an obstacle in front of it, and I'm sure this works much better, especially in a headlong when you're trying to get up towards where the flag is and get the ghost up there to try to block it off, so... Okay, and I have two more. Shadow Angel says, a good thing about the plasma rifle here is that it cools off much faster if you don't overheat it. For instance, it takes about 10 seconds to overheat the plasma rifle, so only shoot it for about 9 seconds. And if you wait a second, it's cooled down off a lot faster than it otherwise would if you overheated it. And it works really well with the SMG combo, because if you're unloading on a guy and you let that cool down and then keep firing from there, it'll really make a world of difference from that overheating. Another one is from Wayne's, and that says that headshots do no different damage than body shots when they still have shields. So that's something to keep in mind. Of course, probably the sniper rifle is different because it's instant kill, but in general, he mentions that it's best to start at the body and then aim upwards so that you have a larger target in the beginning as you fire, so that you're at their head when their shields are gone. So that's a good idea. Well, that's what I have for tips this week, guys. Moving on to the next one here. And I have some big team tips to talk about. First of all, do you have some big team tips to go over, Spelljack?
No, I forgot.
Okay. Well, I got a stack here.
Oh, I have a good one. Here's a good tip for big team. Shoot the bad guy.
Awesome. I love it when people are running around. Shoot the bad guys. I love it when people are running around and it's like, you know, it's like two-thirds of the way through the match. And they're like, you guys, get the flag and bring it back to the base. It's like, no duh, you know?
Actually, no, shoot the bad guys. It's actually a very good tip for big team because most of these teams will shoot you. And you get to boot them. Wow. So shooting the bad guys actually now is actually a very good tip now that I think about it.
Shoot the bad guys.
Shoot the bad guy. That's it.
Keep that in mind.
Shoot the bad. The blue guys are red. Don't shoot your guys. It's called betrayal, and you will pay for it eventually. Yes. It'd be kind of funny if you betrayed your entire team one time. And
it wouldn't.
No, like if you betrayed your entire team, so then you go into another game, and then you end up you die right away. You just have to pay back that 20 seconds you owe, and just, it's an entirely new game. And you're like, what on earth just happened? I'd like to see that. It's like, what's wrong with you, man? Oh, I killed all my teammates last game. I'm paying for it. Oh, that's cool, I guess. There's just people definitely that do that, and it's like, dude, stop.
Yeah, really, I hate when people do that, man.
And I'm so glad they put the boot option in there, because...
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I wish you could boot earlier, though, but...
Yeah,
no. I guess it's accidents. So.
I'm gonna kill you all. Oh, booted.
Yeah, really. Oh, booted. Okay, so I got a few big teams here. Besides just killing the bad guys, because that's a
kill
good one.
Kill the bad guys.
And, arm the bomb! Yeah, that's a good one, too. But first of all, I'm going to go over a tip in coagulation here. There's a strategy that works really good, and what it is first of all, you get the Jeep over by the exit of their portal, and to where it's on the side of the map there. You get the Jeep over there, you just need a driver, and you get two guys to go towards the base and go up the side, so you're going on top of the base in coagulation. And one guy drops in, grabs the flag, throws it up to the second guy. The guy up there goes through the portal, ends up right next to the Jeep, jumps in the Jeep, they run back for a quick score. If you guys can get a whopping three people to actually coordinate for this, then, you know, it works like a charm. It's just that, especially if you're going to get with a bunch of random people in big team, it's really hard to get people to do anything in coordination. You know, two people is a big accomplishment, much less three. So another thing is, you know, get a party in there. At least you guys know you have more of a likelihood of working together and less of a likelihood of quitters. So everybody hates quitters in Big Team. It ruins the whole game, and it's why most people don't like to play Big Team, is because there's so many freaking quitters. So don't quit, ever, unless you're in a training game. Another one is, take one for the team. Generally, if you're, you know, if your team has a flag, or if they're, you know, guarding the bomb, trying to plant it, be a human shield for them. It's okay if you die if you score, because ultimately the objective is to score, and sometimes people forget that when they're trying to rack up the kills and going, oh, double kill on a, you know, on an objective game. And it's like, that's not the purpose of the game. So, you know, keep that in mind and try to, you know, sacrificing a kill to win the game is, you know, that's what it's all about. So,
yep.
Also on CTF, on coagulation, I do this a lot. I love doing this, is using the Banshee and or the Ghost to block both the elevator and or the shaft that goes down from getting the flag down. And the way this works is that, first of all, Banshee, you can just pull it out, fly it straight up, and then straight down in through the roof, and then fly it towards the elevator, stop it just a little bit before it's in there, because if you put it too close, it'll kind of get hit by the elevator and jump back a little bit, and try to get it in that sweet spot where it's not too far. And what will happen is, if people actually come up the elevator, they'll be stuck at the top of the elevator, and they won't be able to do anything while you just waste them with with whatever you got. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, that works really well if people actually go up the elevator while that's up there. Another thing is that you can put the Ghost in the shaft, and the way that works is, jump down, grab the Ghost, go up the, there's the two ramps on either side. They're narrow, but you go up those, and then you carefully, you know, go across between that and the entryway at the top floor, and then go in the, you know, hallway around the corner right next to where the flag plane is. Now, what you do once you get in here, because you don't want to just sit here and try to shoot people, you're going to get stuck, it's not going to work. What you do is, once you get in here, you back into the shaft so that you're hanging down into the shaft. And the reason you do this is because if people jump in to the base, grab the flag, a lot of times they'll jump down the shaft and try to run out. They can't jump down the shaft if that thing is in there, because it makes it to where the hole is not big enough. They can still throw the flag down that way, but, you know, unless they got someone waiting for it at the bottom, it's not going to do much good.
Yeah, it's just like you're wasting your time.
Exactly.
So.
I'll just go over one other thing, and that's the bomb-armed and bomb-planted thing. We were confused on this before, but I think we got it pretty clear by now.
I thought we had it clear last time, but okay, I'm sorry.
Did we already cover this last time?
Pretty much, yeah. It's just actually putting it on the X. It's the biggest, like, really, thing where you can tell about it is, it's at, what's it called? Oh, containment.
Yeah, like, containment,
pretty much,
okay.
Like, once you get inside their base on the ground level, you can pretty much start arming the bomb. And then you have to get onto the X to actually plant it. Which most people, they just actually stay on the X the entire time, so it's like bomb arm, bomb planted, and you don't even really know a difference. But actually, it's really so you can be in a bigger area and then go to touch it down. And if you have sticky arming on, and what that does, if you don't know where that is, it'll leave it armed if you keep it in the arming area. So it's not like one person dies, you pick it back up, it's arm it all back up again. Anyways, it's a really big tip, really. You need to know the difference. Because it's not like kill-tacular killing spree. Like, you know, it's like kill four in a row, then you kill one more. It's part of a, really, it's not like a series of, like, Texas said right after Jet. It's two different things. So, I'm rambling now.
Okay. Well, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our map of the week, which you guys probably know is
Warlock.
Jinx.
Oh, man. You're not getting a Coke. I'm sorry. maybe Diet Coke with lime.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do that to you earlier, but I forgot. Oh, man, I just lost the game.
What are you playing while we're talking here?
No, the game.
Oh, the Jinx game.
No. The game.
I'm confused.
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
If you want to know what the game is, then go to Wikipedia and look up the game. It's so complex. It wouldn't take long. Okay. I'll explain it briefly. What the game... it's weird, okay? They talk about it, nobody likes onions once. What the game is, it's a game where the whole point of the game is to not think about the game.
Right.
Okay.
What an awesome game.
Can't wait
to play.
And if you think about the game, you have to go, oh, I just lost the game. Or I thought about the game. And then everyone who's around you gets a point.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It's addicting, okay? I've been playing it for like 3 weeks now.
Wow.
Me and my brothers. And I have 17 points. But
really?
But when you think about the game, you lose a point. It's hard. And like, it's like whenever someone says, oh, I lost the game, then you have about 30 minutes to forget the game again because like everyone thinks about the game then.
Dude, stop it. You're making my brain hurt, man.
Okay, fine. We're moving on to...
Gosh!
To Warlock tips. Warlock map of the week.
Such idiots!
Oh, fucking idiot. Gosh!
Jeez. Oh. Well, map of the week here.
Map of the week.
Let's just start off real quick with Fulcan. He says, the easiest way to capture the flag when you take it is after taking the flag... Go over to the left side of the base at the lower level and jump in the teleport that's also on the left side. After going through the teleport, you're now on the left side of the base and have someone on the upper level ready to catch the flag after you toss it. And I think that last part is really what makes that strategy a viable strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than just running through the teleporter and jumping up the thing, but actually throwing it to someone and catching it. So
exactly.
That'll really save you some time on that and... throw people for a loop, do something a little different. And he says it works really well in double teams, so keep that in mind.
Yes, it does work good. Anyways, we got one from Overcast Shadow. He says, when the game first starts, go directly for the battle rifle and the shotgun. It's pretty much like, if you have a team, it's really kind of good to have the one guy who's good with sniping, or the guy who's good with the battle rifle. But really more of that is just so you can not have the other team having it. There's two BRs and two shotguns on the map. One's on the two tops of the little ramps, and two by the two little air ducts. On the opposite sides where the, I don't know, it's like shotgun, BR, shotgun, BR, and it just goes in a circle. But anyways, on Flitter games, you can use the teleporter to catch enemies by surprise at their base. It's a good defense against people that camp around the teleporters with shotguns. And also rushing at him with the plasma rifle and SMG. I was playing this guy in matchmaking. I could not stop him. He had a plasma and an SMG. I just couldn't get him down. No matter how close... Because I tried to get close to him, and I just couldn't see a thing. And it's a really good combo, the plasma rifle and anything really is. So I recommend
it. That's pretty much what I do on that. Anytime I play that map on a Slayer variety or something like that, is I just do a little plasma rifle SMG. I mean, I just do the best at it because that's kind of my forte is dual wielding and getting in close, so and using grenades and melees and all that stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
I've tried some of the other ones. I've tried being the battle rifle guy, and although I'm decent with the battle rifle, I always get surprised from the back when someone comes up the ramp. So we're going to talk about that briefly in a little bit, too, some of the ways to prevent that from happening. Dr. Titanium writes, he says that in Slayer, when the game starts, go directly for the shotgun, if you're good at it, that is. After you obtain the shotgun, hide under one of these platforms out of sight, and when someone comes in under it to recharge their shields or something, sneak up on them and blast them. And randomly switch platforms every kill so nobody can track you. I thought this one was awesome because I actually do that. I duck under there to try to recharge my shields, and I would get caught by surprise pretty much every time if that happened to me. So.
Oh, this one comes from my favorite tipster yet. This one's from Choctaw Monkey Ball.
Choctaw Monkey Ball.
Choctaw Monkey Ball. Okay. That's a cool name. Kudos to you.
I wish my name was Choctaw Monkey Ball.
I wish my name was.
But no.
Was cool like that.
But my name's FOMO Jiv.
FOMO Jiv. Actually, everyone calls you. So, So what's up with FUMU? And I'm like, FUMU? I don't know FUMU.
Hello, guys. This is FUMU, Jay.
Dude, people cannot pronunciate my name, man.
Pronunciate.
It's not that difficult, you know?
No one pronounces the Jive. I just say FU.
Yeah.
I just say FU.
Yeah, Jive is my full name. And, like, for instance, my wife is FUMU Wife. And my mom is FU Mom Jive.
Oh, my mom is Mom-tacular.
Anyways.
Momming Riot.
Anyway. Mama Manjaro. I don't know. Anyways, Chalkshot Monkey Paw writes, it says, if you have the flag and are being followed by an enemy, duck through the teleporter. Duck through the teleporter. Move quickly to the side and a little back. So, remember that little hidey hole there? When the guy following you comes through, you have a perfect opportunity to get in the back of the head with the flag and continue on free of harassment.
Yes, this is definitely awesome.
Chalkshot Monkey Paw, shout out to you.
Well, to counter that move where someone's on the other side of the teleporter with a flag or with a shotgun waiting for you to come through, Fully in Black.
Shoddy.
Coming around there, Fully in Black talks about that when you get through there, jump through the teleporters and do a 360 spin to see what's around, or you can just back through it if you don't expect someone to be right in front of you.
And that's like when you want to have a high sensitivity. You can do that 360 spin in like no time at all.
Yeah.
It's like when you have the two, you're like, I'm almost there. It's like dial-up spinning, pretty much.
Yeah. Except that, you know, there's pluses and minuses to each, which is why I pretty much have to stay in the middle.
So leave some plasma traps, quote-unquote.
Yeah, definitely. So do that 360 spin, and then a couple other things he says on this is that when someone's chasing you around one of the bases, to bounce grenades off the walls or to leave those plasma traps for people coming up behind you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really confident when they're going to come around that corner and you know they're a little low on shields, turn around and jump and smack them in the head for extra damage.
Nice.
This is pretty sweet too. When you jump up and as you're coming down, if you smack them, even if you're not jumping off of anything, if you're just jumping on the same level as they are, you can do a lot more damage by just jumping up and hitting them on the way down. So that's a good tip as well.
Hold on. We got a lot of tips, and thanks for all of them. We got so many more, and we're going to try and get some more. Thought trying to repeat some. But there's lots of little holes that you can hide in and throw grenades in to try to get people to hide. It's like a camper's dream, pretty much, Warlock.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, like you can super jump, which we do not condone.
No.
Super jumping is evil.
We definitely disagree with super jumping as a tactic, generally, unless you're, you know, being super competitive and, you know, it's Major League Gaming or something.
If the other team is doing it, then that pretty much just gives you the right to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, because it's your only defense against super jumping is super jumping yourself.
Well, dude,
whether you like it or not.
Faux Avalanche.
Unless you can snipe him off the top.
Like he was playing the other day, and he told me that he was playing a big team game, and it got down to where everyone but him had quit, or been banned, or quit, you know what I mean, or booted, whatever. Mm-hmm. So all he did was he grabbed a BR or a sniper, I can't remember, super bounced, and just turned around and went in the game because everyone else was gone. And I'm like, that's when it's kind of okay. When you are at a significant disadvantage.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, guys, that those of you that super jump, like, every game with a sniper rifle, keep in mind, like, people from Scotland and some of these places that cannot change the
PAL,
whatever it is, the frequency on their TV from 60 to, I think, 75 hertz. If they can't change that, they can't super bounce, or if they're using a computer monitor or some of these things. So some people are at a disadvantage and cannot defend against it, and that's what makes it not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, off our rant on super bouncing.
Super bouncing. But, there's plenty of stuff to hide in, and if you throw a grenade, chances are you're probably going to get, you're probably going to get a lot of kills, because, like, really, people will stop moving. It's like, there's lots of campers there. People will grab a shotgun, hide in a little corner or something, or crouch walk, and just be ready to throw some grenades.
Yeah, definitely. Grenades are crucial on this map. Also, the Moonite says is that he notices an oddball or CTF that people abuse those warps and go back and forth in them. Especially with, like, for instance, oddball, using warps and elevators and air current things are kind of a standard technique to be able to get out of the way of someone. The solution for this is to get another teammate at the other warp so he or she can monitor it. And if you're short on the posse, then just shoot at the other warp so that he goes back in and lay a grenade at the current warp. So mm-hmm. basically you're getting him to go through, firing at him on the other side, and he's going, wait, I gotta go back. So as soon as he comes back, grenade's waiting for him, and pow, see you later.
Well, also, like, if you're doing an objective game, Brent Horsley said that it's not a very good idea to stay in your base because it's a high risk of the other team just chunking grenades and, like, you know, there's that little wall there, so it's going to bounce right off the wall, go back and hit that one, and you're stuck. If you're just sitting there waiting to camp and go, ha-ha, I got you trying to arm the bomb, oh no, grenades.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of which, of being at the base and trying to defend it, you can jump up on that little wall in the front, drop a grenade right at the edge of that little wall, and then run a grenade jump, and you can get on like a ledge right up in the corner.
Oh yeah,
if you do
little
that
pillar.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the pillar that comes out over the front. I'm actually talking about the ledge on the side in the shadow. And if you can do that early enough so that they don't see it happening, and just wait for them, you can just drop grenades as they come in, and if you have enough, you can take care of them anytime they come in, pretty much. And it's you're coming down from above. Death from above is always more powerful, so.
DFA. Yeah.
Good thing to use.
DFA. Death from above.
You're the acronym, man.
I just made that acronym up.
Nice.
Just now.
That's a trademark, it, man.
DFA belongs
to
the
Don't let anybody make money off it, you know? Yeah.
Like, we need to have shirts that say DFA. Death from above. I can't hear you. I'm deaf up here.
Deaf from above. Oh, man. I don't know about that one.
Atmospheric pressure is high. I can't hear. I'm deaf.
Atmospheric pressure.
Anyways.
So, what else you got to spell check with your atmospheric pressure?
Not much, unless you want to move on to something else.
Got one or two more things real quick.
Okay.
When an enemy jumps across the gap to plant the bomb, this guy has the craziest name. B11NDFR3M3N.
Yeah, I see that one.
If you can decipher that, then, you can read Leap better than I can, because that's just out of control.
I think one of them is
so
an
change
L,
your name,
one
dude.
Is an I. Blind Freeman.
Blind Fremen?
Freeman.
Fremen is one of the, is a race in the Dune series.
Dune series.
For those of you other geeks out there.
Oh, Dune.
Not Dune. Dune. Yeah, Dune.
Nerd.
You know. Yeah, I know, I'm such a geek.
I had no clue what Dune was until a nerd pointed it out to me. And it wasn't you.
Well, that doesn't help, man.
I'm sorry. I'm not helping your case.
Until a nerd pointed out to me, and it wasn't you, although you're still a nerd. Thanks, dude. Thanks
okay,
for that.
No problem. I got your back on nerd.
So anyway, Fremen.
Fremen.
Like I was saying.
No,
Or else I'm rudely interrupted.
Yeah, hold on. Is it B? I think maybe one of the ones is an L, and one of the ones is an I.
See, if you have to decipher this, if you have to sit here and, like, ponder the complexities of your name...
If you have a podcast and you're going, I wonder what this guy's name is, maybe you need to change it.
Yeah, maybe next time around you might want to think about changing it to something that's actually readable.
Consider it.
Consider it. Ponder it.
The more you know.
So Fremen mentions that... When the enemy jumps across the gap to plant the bomb, chuck a plasma grenade up there right onto the X, especially if you're close by, of course. And he says, get ready to yell, double kill! Except we really hate when people yell that and yell it and yell it, and it's like, shut up with the double kill already, we get the point. But it is a good idea, especially if you're in the base trying to defend it, and they're coming in and you huck a plasma grenade down there. What can they do? They can't plant it. And if they're close enough, they won't be able to get away. Another thing I have is that that the airlift, I think you can do this on multiple different airlifts, but if you jump directly down into the airlift from the top and you crouch down, then he also mentions that you can stay at the bottom of the airlift. It's kind of like the air isn't affecting you. And if you have camo, of course, mm-hmm. you can get down there, and as soon as someone comes up, you can shotgun them in the face and take them out. Also, he mentions about some smart ways to use grenades, and I thought these were really cool as well. First thing is being bouncing a frag grenade off the platform slope into the enemy's face if you're going up towards the battle rifle guy, which is a pretty cool idea because a lot of times that bounce, I try to bounce it best I can off right off the ground, but it usually doesn't. A lot of times it doesn't work, but that one, if you can bounce it off the platform slope, it's going to go at a lower angle, so it has more of a likelihood to be able to get at close range, which is neat. Also, he mentions spamming grenades between the upper walls of your base. Spamming grenades. Yeah, like it's email or something. But I guess that's one way to call it. But,
spamming me with grenades.
Man, I get all the spam from you of grenades. But anyway.
I get all the spam for all the spam grenades.
Yeah, really, man. I'm going to have to block you from my spam grenade list. So, okay, spam grenades. I'm just full of bad jokes today, man. Just step it up a notch. But spamming grenades between the upper walls of your base if the enemy's about to plant a bomb or take your flag. And also mentioning dropping a plasma grenade at your feet and running like hell soon after entering a teleport to kill pursuers instantly. So that's kind of a cool idea. You know, as they come through the teleporter, they got a little surprise waiting for them on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And last thing I have is during King of the Hill games with a moving hill, Matt Templeton mentions that sometimes the hill gets placed underneath one of the four tabletop structures, and in most games he's played, everyone rushes underneath or grenades in there, but he learned the other day that you can actually stand above the hill on the tabletop and rack up time, and I thought that was awesome because, you know, if you can just guard that area while everybody's underneath you and just guard that ramp, then you're going to be in there for a significant amount of time. So, mm-hmm. That's definitely a good one. So that's Map of the Week, guys.
Map of the Week.
Use the tips wisely.
Hi, this is Killswitch 1574. I'm Phil Avalanche. I'm Fried Guy. You're listening to Podtacular.
Podtacular.
And you're listening to Podtacular. Best show on the internet.
Custom games all over the place.
Oh, man. Like crazy.
You had a custom game you wanted to talk about, right?
It's the custom game type of the week.
But it's good. We appreciate good. Custom yeah. games and keep it. Sending them in because we get some amazing custom games that you guys play here. And it's awesome for the community. So, what do we got first?
First, we have one from... I apologize for not having your name on hand. I think he introduces himself, though. If I don't have your name, then it's probably because you didn't say it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Here it is. Hold on a second. Before we do it, here is how you can get, or here's how you can be a part of the show.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be a part of the show. Email your own segments at podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh! Ooh! Roadkill!
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
Right on, guys.
That number just
send in those.
I like that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, anyways, here's our first one. So, yep.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys about this cool game type that me and my friends play. It's called Rainbow Six 3, or they actually have it on Xbox Live now. It's called Team SWAT, and it's battle rifles and pistols and no shields and heavy damage. And you can also turn friendly fire off and grenades off. And it's really fun because it's one shot kill of the head, and it's like a two or three shot kill of the body. So it's pretty interesting, and it's a little bit more realistic than the regular Halo play. And a lot of people also play it with Carbine. So, yeah. That's my game type. Please put me on the show. Bye.
You're on the show.
There Congratulations.
Congratulations, unknown person. You're on the show.
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds like an awesome game type. I remember... like the original Rainbow Six playing that, and it was such a nail-biting experience because one shot and you're dead.
No.
That, you know, that sounds like a lot of fun.
With Ding Chavez.
Ding Chavez? Yeah. Yeah, that was his name, wasn't it?
No, who would Ding. Name their kid Ding?
Maybe if they had a kid named Dong. Oh, man.
Twin brothers Ding and Dong.
Ding and Dong.
Dong Chavez died at age 2 from a tragic accident.
It was from then on that Ding Chavez knew that he would become an anti-terrorism person.
Ding mentions that he hates his parents for having named him Ding.
He's like, I don't know, unless he's like...
You parents out there, be nice.
Be nice. Be nice to your kids.
Please.
The more you know... Edit. I don't know. I might leave it. Anyways, edit the edit, at least. Edit the edit.
So we got another one.
Uh-huh. From Rhino Humper. You guys, you're creative.
Did you just say what I think you just said?
I did.
Wow.
Here it is.
Hi, this is Rhino Humper with a crazy game type called Fagfest.
I told you.
This is a Slayer game, and you start off with however many kills you want, go through, and respawn time is 3 seconds. You got no suicide penalty, no shield, no motion sensor, and no teams. Bonus points are on, suicide point loss is on, death point loss is off. And you have a primary light vehicle as Gauss and primary heavy vehicle as Random. And basically you start off with a rocket launcher and a brute shot. And weapons on map are heavy, so you've got the rocket launcher and brute shot on the map.
He's being specific.
And basically you just run around killing random people. Like if you see him, you just shoot. And many people think that rockets are awesome, but in this game type, the brute shot pretty much reigns supreme. So you get to hone your brute shot skills, and it's best played on midship. All right, thanks, guys.
If you hear some little beeping in the background, I'll tell you what that is. That is you probably had bad phone service there.
Yeah.
So it's like we're not bleeping about.
Well, thanks for that, Rhino Humper.
Yes, thanks. Great name.
That's quite a name you got there.
Yeah. I wonder if that's his gamer tag.
I assume it is, because if that's like his real name...
If that's your real life name...
I don't know what I'd do.
Then you must be a cousin to Ding Chavez.
Yes. You must know Dong as well.
Or New Dong, for his tragic accident.
The worst is when people have...
He crashed his carriage or something, I don't know. Anyways.
The worst is when people have names that aren't necessarily that bad unless you combine it with a equally, with like a complementary first name. I can't think of a good example right now, but you guys probably know what I mean. Like, parents that it's like, as long as you don't name your kid this as a first name, then they'll be alright. And what
like,
do they do?
Like Will, and then bad last name here.
Exactly. Like, there is this one. This is, kind of similar to this, but there was this one. The mom actually named her daughter Female, and if you spell it, it's female. It's a true story.
Wow, yeah. Way to be creative.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds like they checked, like, they meant to check the female box on the gender, and they just
good
wrote
name.
It out in the wrong box instead, so kudos for the smart points on that one.
Sounds nice. That's a pretty name.
Poor kid, you know, it goes through school. You know?
What's your name?
What's up, female?
What's up, female? Oh, wait. Is female a male, or is that a guy's name?
Oh, that'd be so bad.
Pretty cool. Because there's another guy's name, Ashley, which never understood that one.
Yes, we could go on and on about this, but we digress.
We digress. We have custom games to talk about today.
Yes, we do. Do we have any more voicemails to go on?
We have voicemails. We want to do the but we have custom games, too.
Yeah, let's just keep going on the custom games.
Custom
now.
Games.
Oh, I have one from...
Actually, hold on. I keep interrupting you every time I do this. I'm sorry.
This time. Next time, dude, off with your head.
Oh, darn it. Don't cut my head off with a guillotine. It hurt. I overlooked this in the mailbag. Somebody did request a Sarge impression.
Oh, wow.
What is wrong with me?
Dude.
And it's not like they disguised it as like, hey, I love the show. It was Sarge Request is the name of the email. I'm like,
come on, dude, pay attention,
I
man.
I am stupid.
You're not stupid.
Did you hear a doorbell in the background there?
Yes.
I am stupid. Someone else is going to get that. Edit. Okay, but they wanted me to say, okay, and the last checkpoint before Sarge was behind us, he yelled, Sassafras.
Sassafras.
So.
La, 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 la.
Sassafras.
Yeah, awesome.
Yay! Custom game time.
Nailed it, man.
Sassafras.
I have no clue where that is in the game.
That was right in the money. That was the best Sassafras I've ever heard.
What is Sassafras? I gotta look it up now. Now I gotta know what Sassafras is.
I don't know. Dude, don't look it up right now. Come
Why
on,
not?
Man. Got a show to do here.
I'm already on Wikipedia.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm already there. I mean, while I'm there... actually, I'm going to do Urban Dictionary. I'm fired. Oh, it's a tree, or the root of this tree is often used to make good root beer.
Wow, fascinating. So glad you looked that up.
Which has everything to do with Halo 2.
Speaking of Sassafras, let's get on to some more custom games.
Yeah, okay, anyways.
Occam writes, in fact, I played with this custom game with Occam the other day, and it was really awesome. It may not sound particularly innovative at first, but it's a really cool game.
Really
it's
cool.
Called Lowball, and the way this works, we'll put all the little settings in the show notes.
Well, we won't. Our new staff member to do the show notes will.
Yes, big thanks to them, by the way.
Thank you.
The way this works is this normal King of the Hill with a twist. The way it works is everybody in your team must have 1 minute in the hill, kind of like a lowball game, and it makes for really excellent teamwork because once you get a minute in the hill, you can jump out of the hill and just try to lob grenades in or fire from outside of the hill. The way this usually works on the team way is it works best with either 5-on-5, 4-on-4, or three teams of three. And it's usually played in Beaver Creek or Midship.
Jinx, huh? I got you there. Huh? I got you that time.
I'll have to dispute that claim there.
Well, it said Beaver Creek.
Yeah, I know. I think you're a little off on that. I'd be faster, man. Come on. Lightning fast reflexes here.
Oh, wait. Never mind. It's you'll hear it in the show. You're gonna listen to it back and you're going to go, yes, I did lose.
We shall see. We shall see.
Oh, got you again. Ha ha.
Dork. So onto it also works on Ascension, Backwash, and Sanctuary, and Warlock as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick tip about the game type here is that notice that Uncontested Hill is on, and if you really need those extra seconds, just stay near the outer edges of the hill and let everyone else fight it out towards the center of the hill. Normally, it'll take them, a little bit to find you, and that just having a little bit of extra time like that can be critical, especially since you usually only stay in the hill for, a couple. 5-10 seconds at most, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you got on custom games, Spellcheck?
I got one from Cobber99, who gave us the really fun Frogger game. I haven't had a chance to play it yet. I really want to.
Oh, that looked really cool.
It did, huh? Anyways, this one's called Purgatory. It's kind of like, it's an assault game like Counter-Strike, except of one life, multiple lives, but a 30-second respawn.
Whoa. That's a respawn.
It's sweet because you start with a SMG and a human sniper, but one-shot kills. So you have to be tactical. It's great on headlong. It's when you die, you go to purgatory. And that's a riot because you can only talk to your fellow dead. After an agonizing 30 seconds, you rejoin your living.
And hope you don't get spawn killed.
Yes, exactly. The strategy with this game type is totally different. No rushing. You gotta be cool with your movements, and you gotta have... killed a few enemies, you can take the base out as they will be in purgatory for half a minute. And watching the entire thing happen.
Oh, man.
That's innovative. That's innovative.
Innovation. We like innovation here at Podtacular.
We like it.
So please send in your innovations.
I love it.
So that we can repeat them. I got one called Halloween by Zach B. This was actually sent in a little bit ago, but this is... I don't know all the rules to it, but the premise is awesome. I'm sure you guys can figure out all the settings for it.
Yeah,
it's the way it works is that other people also call it Mike Myers, and basically it's one guy is on a team that he plays scary-ish music over his mic, and the other team has to hide from him and run from him when they hear his music. So it's a lot like hide and seek, but the music adds a little bit to it.
Once you figure out how to do it, tell me how. I want to know how you're doing it. Hold your mic up to something. I don't know.
I'm sure that's what they just hold your mic up to the stereo and.
If you have some cord to do it all, I'd be like crazy.
It looks fun. It looks, you know, pretty crazy.
It sounds kind of fun, but
you hear the music coming towards you, and it's like, ah, run, fax murderer's here.
The sword murderer's here.
Yeah, really. But anyway, that looks pretty cool, and kudos to Zach B for sending in a really innovative game type on that as well. What else?
I got one from Painkiller05.
Okay.
It's called Zombie Tribes. And it's just like zombies, and the humans are red, but instead of one zombie, there are two, a green and a blue, and the two tribes work together to kill all the reds. So when you're a red, you get killed by a zombie. You got to remember what color killed you and join his team. When all the humans are dead, the zombies fight until everybody's on one color.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So it's
kind of
like
a little play on zombies there.
But here's what I want to know. It's like the two tribes, they don't kill each other until all the reds are dead. So
I guess when you're done eating humans, you got to eat zombies.
When you've had your fill of human brains, have some red brains. Not red brains, the green-flavored brains.
Have some grade A USDA zombie brain.
Or DHDA, Delta Halo, I don't know.
Oh, man, that's
Department
of Agriculture. That's stretching it there.
The DHDA, the Delta Halo Department of Agriculture.
I guess. I'm sorry. Yes, if they have a Department of Agriculture.
As long as they got a permit.
Go to your corner. You're grounded.
Go to your local corner and pick up some prime brain.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So moving right along, please.
Quickly, move fast to get away from this. It's a disaster.
It is. So Scotty Wilson sends another custom game type, and we got, this is basketball and or football. And this is really awesome, guys. This sounds like a lot of fun. The way this works is that you do the same little trick as you do in Hot Potato, to where you grab the plasma pistol, charge it up, hold X down, and grab the bomb, or the, in this case he's talking about the bomb, so I'll stick with that. Grab the bomb, and then you should only have the bomb in that case, and no weapons. And here comes the good part. The way this works is that if you look at the ground, hold down the trigger, you'll throw the bomb to the ground, and it'll bounce up, and you'll catch it. It looks kind of like you're playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And if you keep doing this repeatedly, you can turn it into a whole dribbling session and everything. And what's really awesome about this, old Mogo ads, is that you can take this into Foundation. And Foundation has the turrets right there on each end. They have the holes right behind it where you drop down to get the rocket launcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Those work great for baskets.
Nice. And
you can dribble across the whole map, play a whole game of basketball, all the rules and everything, and, you know, the whole shebang. So do free throws, do three-pointers, whatever. So that looks really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Another variation of that is is football. Sorry, edit. Dang it.
Go ahead.
Another variation of that is football, and the way that works is that basically you just, you know, rules of football, get into open field like coagulation, and get out there and try to just pass the ball to someone in the same way, and, you know, it can get interceptions and all kinds of fun stuff in that. So it's really fun. It's kind of a neat way to turn a shooting and killing game into a sport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Do you have another one too?
Yeah, I had one, but I think we might save it for next week.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Ooh, keep hitting your toes, huh?
Ooh. Yeah, definitely. We'll see which one it is. I got one last one. It's called 500, and this one looks really awesome, guys. This is another one of those really innovative ones.
Good job. I like this one.
This is from Matt Templeton. And what this is, it's a free-for-all game. Everyone has overshields. And basically, you all run around the map, pick up plasma grenades. One guy's it, while the rest huddle together far away. And the guy who is it chucks a plasma grenade towards the group, and everyone else tries to get stuck by the grenade. And whoever gets stuck is up next. And so that looks really awesome. Everybody's trying to get stuck by the grenade and everything.
That looks fun.
Yeah, that looks way cool. So if you guys get into any of these games, definitely let us know. We'd like to try them out with you, so...
Yeah,
way cool. So that's our custom games for this week.
Hey, this is Spellcheck from Podtacular, and I wanted to invite you to come vote for us on PodcastAlley.com.
I'd vote for you.
On Podcast Alley as opposed to iTunes, you have to be voted to get higher up as opposed to subscriptions. So show your support, subscribe to us on for iTunes, and come vote for us. We can be the coolest podcast there is.
Sweet!
What's next?
Voicemails.
Voicemails.
It's the voicemail-tacular line.
How do they get on the show?
Here's how you can be a part of our show.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be part of the show. Email your own segment message podtacular at gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh! Ooh! Roadkill!
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
I love that. That's fun.
That's way cool, man. Splatrick did an awesome job on that.
I should make some more. I got...
You should.
I should.
Keep it going. And you guys, keep calling in, man. We appreciate your segments. And you can also email us MP3s if you want to do up to 3-minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need some sniper segments, so get those in there as well.
Definitely need some segments, period. We don't have any this week.
Yeah, but we got lots of voicemails, but we need less than just about 3-minute segments mm-hmm. if you guys want to send those in.
And as far as voicemails, too, we have some guidelines we'd like you to follow. Well, you can send us anything you want, but if you'd like to get in on the show, then you're probably going to want to do something like this. You want to try and don't leave multiple messages whenever you can. You try and leave like one and have everything in there. It will record 5 minutes. So don't leave like a 1-minute message and send call back later. Try and keep it short. Yeah, keep it short and simple, you know. And try and give us your gamer tag or a cool nickname.
So that's just some
guidelines to how you can increase your chances of getting on the world famous Podtacular podcast.
All right, don't push it, man. People are going to start.
I don't know. I'm trying to be nice. It's just when you get so many, you have to start being a little selective.
This is true.
I'm sorry.
This is true.
Sorry. Here's our
logistics.
First one. Yep. Here's our first one from a cow litter.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here listening to your show, and you talk about tips and hints. Well, I've got one. You can quad-wield needlers. What you can do is you can pick two.
What? Quad-wield? You can quad-wield?
That's what he said.
Tell me more.
Needlers up from Blue Base to Beaver Creek. Bring them over to Red Base. And, so you can have 3 needlers, 1 in your secondary and 2 in your hand. And then you need 2 on the ground in front of you. You crouch down, you butt suck the ground, and you hold Y.
Okay, hold on.
You do what?
Butt suck the ground?
That's disgusting. I don't know about you, but
what you do in custom games is your business, not mine.
Yeah. Okay. 1 way on mine.
Butt suck the ground and hold Y. And you do this really quick, repeatedly, until all 4 needlers are in your hand. And just to test it out, you can have somebody go get the overshield, just put it right at their head, you pull it for 2 seconds, and they're gone. Freaking awesome. So, my gamer takes a cow letter. So, shout me out.
Shout out to cow letter.
Yeah, man, freaking awesome.
Butt suck the ground.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, we got one from Chuck Tomongabaw.
All
right, here it is.
Howdy, guys. Just a couple of things. You guys should, when you're prepping for your show, go ahead and tell us what your next featured map is going to be.
Hey, we did that this week.
Yes, we did, and we will give you even more notice in the future.
All right.
So we can get some awesome tips in there. We appreciate all the feedback we've gotten on there, by the way.
Yeah,
it was extremely helpful.
Really helpful.
So that people can send in their tips and tricks on the map ahead of time, and that way you can sort through and have a comprehensive list. One bit of tricksiness on terminal. When you're in an assault match, head up towards the parking garage, and when you get to the top where you can choose either to the right or left, a lot of people who are on defense will be up in the spawn hive and watching not only the bomb spot, but they'll see which way people are coming in, whether they're coming down through the garage, dropping down, or whether they're heading over the ramp. If you walk towards the right and then crouch, it'll confuse the hell out of them, and they'll think you're going to drop down, and so they'll distract the wraith. And if you crouch walk towards the left and then drop down into the bottom area, grass, and walk around the outer wall there, the actual space where they can see you when they're on defense, in that left door opening, is really small. So if you keep crouch walking in there and start to arm the bomb behind that one little column there, they really won't see you most often. That's how I arm the bomb, you know, 90% of the time. So just a little bit of advice. Anyhow, thanks a lot. Great show, guys. Talk down, monkey paw.
Nice.
I love that.
The name rules.
Yes, that name totally.
And the tip is pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, it's a very good tip.
Definitely.
I got one from this guy. Then a penguin. Here it is.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Penguin, and I found this really sweet glitch involving CTF in any color you want. Not really a glitch, but it's more of a trick. So you do a team flare, have everyone form two teams of any color they want, and then you just go CTF, and you can have yellow versus pink on CTF. Okay, bye.
All right. I'll put that on there because that's my younger brother. And he's like, you better put on your show.
And what else we got?
Okay, we got one from FOH Avalanche. I told you about this earlier. Here's about his suit.
Hey, this is Bo Avalanche, and I'm the one who bought those SMGs. I'm thankful that you guys put those on eBay.
We didn't put them on eBay.
You guys
posted
about that because
I'm
trying to get this whole Master Chief get up for my school, a Halloween week. It's pretty sweet, but yeah, thanks, guys. I love the show and everything, and thanks for putting that up. I also have a full Master Chief suit that doesn't, like, do all the cool things, like, have a shield and all that. I wish it did. That'd be awesome.
What? You opted for the cheap one, okay?
If you're going to get a Master Chief suit, go all out.
Yeah, buy the expensive one, man.
Yeah, get the
You got ripped off. You got ripped off. It's like, you're like buying the Xbox 360 without the hard drive, man.
Take it back. You bought it from Walmart, right? No.
Walmart will let you return anything. Even if you didn't bought it in Europe, you can return it. Everyone knows that. Gosh, man.
Gosh.
I mean, like, where'd you buy it? The black market? I mean, really?
So do we have more of this voicemail?
Yeah, we do.
It's just got a Master Chief suit. It's kind of heavy, but it's still pretty fun to walk around in. And I've also got a battle rifle that shoots bullets.
Don't shoot me. I will hurt you.
Like, the actual kind that will kill you kind of bullets, just like blanks. And they're custom made and...
Oh, okay. Never mind.
They're blanks.
Never mind. They're blanks. What's a blank?
When I bought it, you get about 300 of them in a clip. So, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so... And also, a tip for sniping. If you want to get really, really good, something that I've done is, because I mainly use a sniper, I sit there for hours on end, like on a map like Burial Mounds or Coagulation, where there's like grenades really, like, anywhere. And what you do is you throw it up in the air and you snipe it. And if you can just snipe the grenade one after another, after another, after another, it only works with frags, as I know. Then it can really enhance your skill in sniping. So, thanks, guys. Love the show.
I've never tried
that. That's a good idea.
I've never tried that. I might do that later.
Yeah, it's like clay pigeons.
Boom!
Exactly.
Yay!
Hey, that would be cool to get that Master Chief suit and like walk around the mall and just act normal.
He actually said that. Really? He says he's actually done that before, and he like sent some autographs.
Wow.
I was talking to him on live. He's my staff member.
That'd be awesome, man. Walk into Gap or something and be like,
I need some jeans.
I'm looking for a pair of jeans, yeah.
Did those come
extra, 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 extra large size?
Like, I need the wide ones because, you know, sometimes these armor, they chafe. I need
they chafe myself.
Chafes. We got two more. And actually, they're from the same guy. But I made an exception for him.
Hey, I heard some of your imitations of Sarge. I found that kind of interesting. And I have some imitations of an elite I would like to share with you. I got more.
You have more? Oh, please do share.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh,
Okay, hold on. Okay, before we go on to that, like everyone knows, like, oh, when an elite's tuck in Halo 1, it's just regular tuck, but reversed. I had to go out and prove this myself.
Really?
Yep. So here's, you know, here's, here's an elite saying something. I wonder what he said. Yeah, what does that mean? I reversed it. Here's what it sounds like. Okay?
Don't even try it, soldier.
Don't even try it, soldier.
Oh, sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Can you do that on all of them?
I don't know, but I only hear one goes like, ah, I don't know what that one means. I probably could just reverse that and get some kind of like, that's about to take so much money.
Well,
yeah.
Fun attacking the rules.
Yay! It's like satanic messages in play the record backwards and hear even messages.
Hopefully not.
Let's hope not. Like, you like play Cortana backwards. The Covenant will own you. The Covenant is going to destroy Earth. Okay.
Pretty much.
Here's another one from the elite guy.
Hey, I just wanted to leave a tip and a little entertainment about elite. My tip, I have learned through playing lots of team training especially, that being an elite is a disadvantage because apparently the body has a wider base or something, so it's easier to hit him. And then for entertainment, I would like to present my imitation of an elite.
Yay!
Oh, it's the demon! Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that.
We very much enjoyed
that.
So
yeah, my name is The Poonanator. Yes, T-W-N. It's T-H-E-T-W-N-I-N-A-T-O-R. Send me a friend request. Maybe you can even join my awesome, really random clan if you want.
No, join our clan. Join us.
Well, thanks for sending that in, dude. We really appreciate it.
All right, hope you guys put it on the show.
You will.
I love your show.
Love your impression.
Thanks, dude. And thanks for spelling the for us, too.
Yeah. We only live in... Oh, wait, hold on. I can't talk. My name is spelled S-P-E-L-C-H-E-K.
Yeah, really, sucker.
Well, that's it for the show.
That's it. We're wrapping it up now.
Wrapping up the show. It's a good show today, wasn't it?
Definitely good.
Yeah. A little background music going.
The more we got of you guys' tips and stuff to send in, the better, you guys. So if you want to email us, call the voicemail line, send us MP3s, you can send it right over to podtacular@gmail.com.
Jinx, got you again!
Yeah, I owe you too many cokes now. Well, you guys can send us in your comments, your stories, your news, your custom games, your strategies, and we may put it on the show, man.
We might. So, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And we'll see you next week.
Keep playing.
Keep on trucking.
There's only one thing left to say.